Amen. And Father God, we decree and declare that this day is the day that you've made, Father God. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Father God, we decree and declare favor on this prayer line, Father God. We decree and declare increase over our lives and our families' lives, Father God. We decree and declare, Father God, that you continue to cover your leaders, Father God, and Archbishop and Pastor Deborah Jordan, Father God, as they continue to globalize the prophetic. We decree and declare that this week will be a week of favor, a week of provision, a week of increase, Father God. Father God, we decree and declare that this week shall be a week of divine healing. This week shall be a week of miracles. We decree and declare, Father God, that this week shall be a week of settlement, that this week shall be a week of your divine covering, Father God, over your people, Father God. We thank you now, Father God, for this opportunity. We thank you for this midnight cry. We thank you for allowing us to cry out unto you, Father God, just to give you the glory, just to give you all the praise, Father God. We humbly come before you and worship your holy name right now, Father God. And we thank you for the new things that you're doing for each and every one of us in advance, Father God. Cover the brokenhearted, Father God. We decree and declare, Father God, strength. We decree and declare, Father God, your dunamis power. We decree and declare, Father God, that walls shall be broken. We decree and declare, Father God, that no lack shall befall your people. We decree and declare, Father God, overflow. We decree and declare, Father God, business opportunities and business strategies. We decree and declare, Father God, that you keep a divine hedge of protection and angels encompassed around your children, Father God, and our children in this, in your mighty and masterful name of Jesus we pray. Amen and amen. Prophetess Naomi, let's open up the caller queue and start speaking in our heavenly.
Thank you. Heavenly, thank you, Lord God. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Lord God. We lift up your name tonight, Lord God, that you would hear our prayers. On tonight, Lord God, I pray specifically for financial wealth, Lord God, in this season. Lord, I pray that you would open up the wealth of our minds, our bodies, and our souls, Lord God. I pray that in this season, Lord God, that our wealth would match our faith, Lord God, that that would not be an excuse, Lord God, or a roadblock to living your will and to fill in the will of your over our lives, Lord God. I pray for breakthrough in businesses, Lord God, innovative ideas to bring about manifestation, Lord God, that we would reach a global community in this season, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that you would choose us and use us, Lord God, to represent your kingdom in this season, Lord God. May we represent all that is worthy of you. May we represent your glory in this season, Lord God. May people look to us as examples, Lord God. Lord, I pray that you would bestow upon us fresh new ideas, Lord God, the manifestation, Lord God, of things unknown to man, Lord God. I pray that in this season, Lord God, miracles and breakthroughs will be our portion, Lord God. I pray that even in down times and situations, Lord God, that you would twist and turn those upside up, right side up, Lord God. I pray that, Lord God, naysayers and things that would cause us to break down, Lord God, would be our footstool in this season to lift us up in this season, Lord God. I thank you even now for partnerships and relationships, Lord God. I pray for restoration and relationships and connections and community in this season, Lord God, that our minds be expanded and Lord God, that you will bring us access and resources in this season. I thank you even now, Lord God, even in times, Lord God, in such as times like this, Lord God, where terrorism and things, Lord God, around the world will bring about confusion and fear, Lord God, I pray that your will be done in this season, Lord God, that you will use the company of prophets, Lord God, to speak a word of life, to prophesy, Lord God, in this season. Have your way in this place even now, Lord God, in your mighty precious name, amen and amen.
Amen, amen, Father. Lord, we just lift up our communities right now in the name of Jesus, Father. We thank you for the spiritual community, Lord, that we are in here, Lord. We thank you for the opportunity to again be with one another, Lord, and creating an energy, Lord, that is not just spiritual, but is also physical, Lord. We ask you, Lord, for that each and every one of the person on this call today be able to wake up in peace, be able to wake up in rejuvenation, be able to wake up in righteousness and encouragement in this next morning. Father, we thank you for every soul that is on this call, Lord. We thank you for their health. Father, we thank you. Continue to strengthen us in that area, Lord. Continue to allow us to be more disciplined in the area of health, Father, Lord, so that we can be shining examples of, Lord, those who are physically and spiritually sound, Lord, and mentally sound as well, Father. And we just thank you for our community, Father. We thank you for the children of our community, Lord. We thank you for the leaders of our community, the teachers, the principals, the guidance counselors, Lord, the mentors, the bus drivers, the administrators, Father. Lord, continue to pour out into our children, Lord. Give us innovative and key ways to, even though maybe the school system might be breaking down in our neighborhoods, Father, Lord, let us unite in different ways to create a safety net for our children, Lord, that their education would not be second class, Lord, that their education be first class, Father, and Lord, that we grow more entrepreneurs, more innovators, more thinkers, more change agents in our communities, Lord, for greater growth. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. I thank you, Heavenly Father, for all that you have done and doing in our lives, O God. O God, I thank you, God, because this is the day that you have made, and surely we will rejoice and be glad in it, O God. O God, I thank you, God, for this, for Zoe Ministry and all that you have done and doing, O God, in this ministry, God. We thank you, God, that strongholds are being broken, God. O God, we thank you, God, for family curses are being broken, O God, and away from the family, God. O God, we thank you, Lord, for touching and healing, God, healing those who are sick, O God. We want to thank you, God, for breakthroughs and debt cancellation, God. We want to thank you, God, for bills being paid. We want to thank you, God, for all the new transportation that you have given your people to go to and from where they need, God, to do, oh God. We thank you, God, for shielding and protecting us from evil and protecting our children, God. Oh God, we thank you for all the leaders in the ministry, oh God, for teaching them to teach others, oh God, and to constantly make more copies of you in training, God, people that want to be less of them and more of you, God. Oh God, we thank you for letting us be your mouthpiece, God. We thank you, God, for letting us be a mouthpiece of positive and not negative, oh God. We want to thank you, God, for making us a blessing, God, in people's lives, oh God. Oh God, we want to thank you, God, for picking up our momentum and keep on letting us go into your flow, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, because truly you are your mercy and goodness. Follow us, oh God. We want to thank you for sending your angels before us, oh God. Oh God, we want to thank you, oh God, for being our protector, God. And God, we want to thank you, God, again for being all of our healers, oh God. We want to thank you, God, for even the office of authority, God, and letting it be your way and not their way, God. We thank you, God, for giving us that peace that passes all understanding, that whatever confusion or negative around us, that we will be strong and keep moving forward, God. We thank you for strength, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for all that you have done and doing our lives and also the lives of our loved ones, oh God. We thank you, God, for our leader, Master Prophet Bernard Jordan, and the leading lady, Prophetess Deborah Jordan, God. And thank you, God, for healing her, God. Thank you, God, for bringing her voice back to norm, oh God. We want to thank you, God, for healing her from the top to her crown to the bottom of her toe, her foot, God. We want to thank you, God, because you are worthy to be praised, oh God. We want to thank you, God, and I decree and declare that prosperity, riches, success will follow us, oh God. I decree and declare, oh God, that our atmosphere that around us, God, we will create new realities around us, God. I decree and declare, oh God, that strongholds will be broken from all of us, God. God. And we thank you for this wonderful day. We thank you for letting us see another day and waking us up. We love you, God, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen.
Glory be to God. Even so, Father, we give you thanks and we give you praise, Father. Known, Lord, unto you, Lord, shall again the people be. We thank you, Father, the Lord in the midst of us is mighty. And, Lord, we thank you for your grace. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your tender mercies. We thank you for your loving kindness, Father, which is better than life. Our lips shall praise you, thus will we bless you while we live. As we lift up your name, Lord Jesus, on high, we thank you, Father, for the healing anointing, Father, that will be upon this line. We thank you, Father, for your anointing, Father, that will break every yoke, my God, and set the captives free. We thank you, Father, for your word that will go forth, my God, with accuracy, my God, Lord, even to the lives of your people, my God, that there will continue to be edification, my God, that we will continue to be building up in the name of Jesus. Father, we bless your name for tonight, my God, that we can truly come, my God, and it's all by the blood of Jesus, Father, we come, Lord, into your throne of grace, my God, to find help and to find strength in the time of need. And Lord, is there any time that we need you, Lord, it's now more than ever. And we bless your name, Father, for renewed strength. Lord, we can continue to soar upon eagle's wings. Lord, you being our Son of Righteousness, even now, in the name of Jesus, even as we lift up, Lord, Archbishop Ebon and Jordan before you, Father, and leading lady, pastor and prophetess Deborah Jordan. Father, we thank you, Lord, for sending forth even Raphael with the medication, even now, because you are our balm that's in Gideon, Father. Lord, we thank you for the healing virtue flowing, my God, through every vein, every cell, and every tissue in our body, my God, that renewed strength will come forth in manifestation to the glory and praise and honor of your name. In the name of Jesus, we decree healing, which is the children's bread, to come forth and manifest on this life. Even, Lord, the Kelly's family, Father, you are touching even now in the name of Jesus in a very special way. Thank you, Father, for prophetess and mother Mary Jordan and pastor and prophetess, Lord, Mary Berry and Father, that you're touching, that you're strengthening, my God, that you're continuing to rejuvenate their spirit, my God, and youthfulness in old age, in the name of Jesus, even every member of the Jordan family, the Berry's family, that you're touching, and Father, in a very unique way, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, that you're surrounded with your angelical host of angels, and Lord, your warring angels, Father, of protection will be around their lives, homes and families, my God, and ministries, Father, will continue to grow, Lord, even to the Lord, the proclamation of the Lord, the globalization of the prophetic, my God, that you continue to raise up, my God, laborers of the Lord of the harvest in the fields already ripe for harvest. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father, that the Lord will cause us to be co-laborers in your kingdom, Father, as we decree your kingdom come and your will be done, perfecting holiness in the lives of your people. But we thank you, Lord Jesus. We give you glory and praise, Father, for your blood covering. Even now, my God, your blood application upon every household, my God, represented on this line. Even, Lord, nations you have covered, my God, that you assign your angels, Father, Lord, even from coast to coast, from bar to bar, from shore to shore, my God, upon every gateway, Lord, to the nations, Father, that your nation, your angels will be a mighty assignment of protection, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for breathing upon us afresh, my God, a fresh anointing, Father. Lord, even as your word declare, my God, our horn shall always exalt like the horn of a unicorn, and we shall be anointed with fresh oil. So let that fresh oil, Lord, be coming forth even now as we decree over the lives of us as your people, over Zoe ministry, Father. The healing virtue of the Lord Jesus Christ will touch lives and touch even those who are listening tonight, my God, that you're strengthened even now, being our front one and our rear one. We give you the glory and the praise as we decree and declare, let God arise, and let all our enemies scatter with fire in Jesus' name. And we give you the glory, the praise, and the honor. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Prophetess Bethany Jordan. Prophetess Bethany. All right, Prophetess Darlene Gray.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, Father God. We bless you, for this is the day that you made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you, Lord God, for great shall be the peace of your people as you breathe on each of us on this call and every family that's represented. We decree and declare peace, Lord God. In Jesus' name, we call all things into divine order. We call every need met, every bill paid. Father, we destroy every glass ceiling that will prevent your people access, and we call down the blessings of God, the riches of God. We call down, Lord God, the wealth of the wicked that was laid up for the just is no longer laid up, but it is released unto us right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, we cancel debt. We cancel debt. We clear, Lord God, credit reports. We call forth the scores to be increased in this season in the name of Jesus. Father God, we decree and declare victory and breakthrough. We decree and declare that there will be no unemployed on this line. God, we command your provision. We command provision. We command promotion. And we command elevation in this season. In the name of Jesus, we decree and declare healing. Hallelujah. Mind, body, soul, and spirit. Father God, we take dominion over every spirit of fear, panic, and anxiety, and we command it to be loosed from your people right now in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus over everyone under the sound of our voice right now. Divine healing, divine deliverance, divine protection. We lift up our archbishop and our pastor, Prophetess Deborah Jordan. We speak strength to their bodies. We speak strength, Lord God, and energy, Lord God. Energize them as they go forth. Energize them as they continue to multitask. Lord God, fresh oil, we pray. And we stand against every demonic force that would raise up against them. Every negative word spoken and every negative prayer prayed against them, we reroute it back to the sender in the name of Jesus. For no weapon formed against them shall prosper. We plead the blood of Jesus over them, God. And we decree and declare, God, victory and protection for the Kelly family during this season, during this time. Lord God, we decree and declare that there will be no lack in that house. We decree and declare for provision and strength and comfort. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, undergird them, Lord God, each of them, Lord God. Strength, Lord God. Comfort them. Heal their broken hearts, Lord God. And encourage them even in this season. We pray and cause the people to give unto their bosom as never before. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. And Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this time together even now, Father. I thank you for life even now. I thank you for love. I thank you for partnership and right connections even now, Father God. Thank you for all that is being done even now on our behalf, Father. Thank you for ordering our steps even now, Father God. And thank you for even your animals even now, Father God, all of your creation even now, Father God. Father God, allow your favor to rain upon us all. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen.
And Father God, I thank you, God, and I give you the praise for everything you keep doing in my life and in my family's life. I give you praise for the things you're doing in the people of God's life. Father God, I ask that you cover and favor them this week, God, that there are supernatural blessings and financial increase and opportunities that is knocking at our door, and that we will answer the door when we hear the knock, God. And Father God, I ask for all these things that happen in your precious name, that this week will be a successful week. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Father God, I thank you. As your word said, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise should continue to be in my mouth. And Father God, we give you honor, we give you praise, we give you thanksgiving right now. And we thank you for what you are doing and advancing the lives of your people, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that you are getting ready to begin to cause supernatural breakthrough and miracles in the lives of your people. And we decree and declare right now, and the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you right now that even this hour that your word says that the eyes of the Lord is upon the righteous and your ears are open unto our cry. You also said the righteous cry and the Lord hears and deliver them out of all troubles. You also said that many of the affliction of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. And Father God, we thank you, Father God, that we are being delivered out of every situation that is not concerning your will for our life right now. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God, that you're causing a lift in the lives of your people. I decree and declare breakthrough and turnaround, restoration in the lives of your people. Begin to restore things even concerning their families, God. Restore their businesses, God. Restore their resources, God. Restore, Father God, ministries, God. In the name of Jesus, restore our community, God. Restore our love and our oneness and peace and joy and happiness with prosperity, Lord. Restore it, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we decree miracles right now. Miracles, miracles. I decree uncommon favor. Compass us with the shield of favor, God, in the name of Jesus. And I call for right now Michael the Archangel to begin to do warfare on our behalf right now, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the divine protection, God. God, I plead the blood of Jesus over your people right now. God, I thank you right now that you will hasten, hallelujah, every prayer request right now, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, begin to move in the lives of your people right now, in the name of Jesus. Say to the Lord, rebuke you right now. You have no dominion over our lives. You have no dominion over our families right now. You have no dominion over our communities. We tell you to go in the name of Jesus. And we call forth the Holy Spirit right now. And we ask, hallelujah, Holy Ghost, begin to prevail right now in our midst right now. In the name of Jesus, go before us and make every crooked place straight right now. In the name of Jesus, be our real wood right now. In the name of Jesus, and make every crooked place straight right now. Holy Spirit, be our helper and our comforter right now. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, for the master prophet and pastor prophetess Deborah George. And I plead the blood of Jesus over them and their family right now. In the name of Jesus, I plead the blood of Jesus over their grandchildren right now. I plead the blood of Jesus over Pastor, hallelujah, Mary Barron right now. In the name of Jesus, I plead the blood of Jesus over Mother Prophetess Mary Jordan right now. Strengthen her, God, and everywhere she's weak, God. In the name of Jesus, build her up where she's torn down. In the name of Jesus, I plead the blood of Jesus over Prophet Glory Jean Kelly and her beautiful daughters right now. In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, go there and invade their home. Invade their presence right now. In the name of Jesus. You said, Lord, hallelujah, weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. I speak joy in the Holy Spirit within them, God. In the name of Jesus, give them the peace that surpasses all understanding, not as the world give, but as you give unto them. Touch the Zoe ministry, church family right now. We decree peace. We decree love and joy, happiness, God. Give us a high time, God, as we begin to prepare for our dear brother, hallelujah, prophet, hallelujah, Donnie Kelly, hallelujah, homegoing, God. Let your Holy Spirit invade there, God, in the name of Jesus. God, touch his family, Lord. Touch his family, God. We plead the blood of Jesus over them now, in the name of Jesus. God, even every lost loved one, God, I thank you for salvation, God, in the name of Jesus. Break out revival, God, all over the land and country, God. And Father God, I thank you right now that you're toning the virus down all over the country, God. We speak divine protection. Michael the Archangel, begin to warfare on our behalf right now. Let Jehovah Shalom right now begin to invade. Hallelujah. All over the land right now. We decree peace, peace, peace right now in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father God, for financial release. Open up your windows of heaven and pour us out blessings that we won't have room enough to receive. In the name of Jesus, give us power to
to obtain wealth. In the name of Jesus, you are a shepherd, Lord, and we shall not want. Hallelujah. I thank you, Father God, that you get ready to do exceedingly, abundantly, all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. In Jesus' name.
Amen. And Father God, we lift up each and every prayer request before you now, and we plead the blood of Jesus, Father God, over each and every prayer request, each and every supplication. Father God, right now, we ask that you continue to cover our leaders, Father God, and Archbishop and Pastor Deborah Jordan as they continue to globalize the prophetic. Father God, we lift up our elders. We lift up Prophetess Mother Mary Jordan, Father God, and Pastor Mary Berrien, Father God, even now, Father God. And we ask that you continue to cover them and keep them, Father God, only the way that you know how, Father God. We thank you for your daughter, Pastor Mascarene, Father God. We thank you for covering her and the fire that you have over her life, Father God. And we thank you for touching even her ministry, Father God. We thank you for covering your people. We thank you for covering the company of prophets, Father God, even now. Father God, and we lift them up before you. We thank you for doing a new thing in each and every one of our lives, Father God, and in our children's lives, Father God. We thank you for touching the elderly, Father God, even now, Father God, and we thank you for giving them strength, Father God, and keeping their mind, Father God. We thank you for doing a new thing, Father God. We thank you for keeping the Kelly family, Father God, during this time of bereavement, Father God. We ask that you continue to cover them, Father God, and lift them up this burden, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for giving them peace, Father God, because we know that it's only you, Father God, that can release a peace that surpasses all understanding. Father God, we know that it's only you, Father God, that is the same today, yesterday, and forevermore, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for touching our lives in such a mighty way, Father God. We thank you for giving us favor with legal matters, Father God. We thank you for covering the fatherless and the widower, Father God, and we thank you for covering even the stranger, Father God. We thank you for covering the foreigners, Father God, in the land, Father God. We thank you for covering even foreign policies and our political leaders, Father God, even now. We thank you for the divine protection, Father God, and the divine covering that you have over their lives, Father God, as they move in your will, not their will, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for doing exceedingly, abundantly more than we can ask for, Father God. We thank you for your promises are yea and amen, Father God. We thank you for happy art thou, O Israel, who is like unto thee, a shield that is likened by God and a sword, Father God. We thank you for your arrow of deliverance, Father God, that you shoot before us, Father God, in this week that is ahead of us, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for covering us, Father God, and we'll be so careful to give you all the praise, to give you all the glory, to give you all the honor, Father God. In the mighty and masterful name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. And amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Prophetess Naomi?
Yes, I'm here. Thank you so much, Prophet Joshua. Thank you so much, Company of Prophets. And I know that we're going to have a wonderful and blessed week. Happy Monday and a miracle Monday to all. Is there any announcements from the Company of Prophets? Please do so. I want to be mindful of the time because we are over our time right now by 3 minutes.
Amen. And Prophetess Naomi, just want to remind everybody to save the date, June 9th and June 10th. We'll be having our very own men's conference at 310 Riverside Drive. So tell a friend, come and be a part with us. Thank you so much, Prophetess Naomi.
Amen, amen. And also come back here at 9 a.m., because the Archbishop, the Mass Prophet, will be doing his teaching early Monday morning at 9 a.m. Amen. Is there any other announcements?
And also, this is Bishop Jordan. Let us not forget the homegoing of Prophet Donald Kelly will be on Thursday night. The wake will be from 4 to 7, and 7 o'clock will be the official funeral. All ministers and deacons are to be in choir dress, and all the poem members is to have on their robes or either all black. Follow the instructions that's being emailed out to you. Thank you.
Thank you, Master Prophet. Amen. Any other announcements from any other company of prophets?
Oh, wait. And those that would like to make a donation to the Kelly family or leave some information, go to McCall's. That's McCall's.net, McCall's.net, and you can light a candle for Prophet Kelly. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you. All right. Any other announcements from any other company of prophets?
Yes and yes, Prophet Naomi, Prophet Darling Gray. I just needed a little clarification because I did go on to that site, and I guess you have to know exactly how to word the donation for it to have the right application. And so if I can get some clarity on that, how to exactly leave the donation.
Okay, when you go to the website, McCall.net, Prophetess Darlene, if you can give me a call in the morning in a couple hours, I can go right through there with you.
Okay.
To walk you through, and we can do it. We can definitely do it together. And then
okay.
I'm going to work on getting a getting the banner up on Zoe Ministries and Bishop Jordan site, so we can go right to the website as well.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Okay. Is there any other announcements? I know we have Pop Life Radio at 12 noon today. That's going to be at 12 noon right after our 9 a.m. call. Amen. All right, I want to say good night and God bless to you all, and we'll see you back here for the prayer at 11:55 p.m. Good night.
Good night. God bless.
Good night. God bless.